live from...
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident-free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern
every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls
to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed,
and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Park the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowds on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one thing.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Happy Wednesday, everyone, and welcome to VOC Nation's Pandemonium, broadcasting live from the In the Room studios in the NetCarrier and Cloud. I am your host, Nanny. Every week, I am your host until they decide to get rid of me. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce a temporary co-host, but, you know, he is a regular on the show, Mr. King David Lane, because VOC Nation's been a little bit shaken up in the last couple weeks, all for positive reasons, never negative. So I'd like to welcome King David Lane.
Are you Nanny every week, though, or are you just Nanny this week?
Sometimes I'm Nanny. Sometimes I'm Nanny. Sometimes I'm Nancy. But, you know,
no,
I take on these different people sometimes.
No, Nancy, that's not happening.
I was Nancy this weekend.
You're under the age of 50, so you're not Nancy.
We actually have Kev on the line, Coach Kev, who couldn't be here today. He is calling via satellite to get in touch with the show because he got stuck.
Yeah, calling from beautiful Route 22 in Union, New Jersey. If anybody knows that death trap of a strip of highway. So if I go silent, probably won't see you next week. But happy Wednesday. Hola to my Spanish friends. Shalom to my Jewish friends. How is everybody today?
Oh, it's such a hectic week. And it's only Wednesday, but it feels like it's Friday, but then it feels like it's Thursday. I don't know. I'm losing track of my days.
I'm having a nice laid-back week. I'm on vacation, so I'm just, you know, doing what the kids call the chillaxin'.
Oh, that's the chillaxin'.
Yep.
So I wanted to get into King's topic in the beginning of the show to give people some time to weigh in. Last week I had put King on the spot to say what he wanted to discuss this week because I'm kind of cool like that sometimes. A little bit maybe. So King, do you want to maybe announce the topic for this week for our callers?
And sure,
Kev,
why not?
Since Kev is limited.
Okay, I will do that just because I'm that kind of guy. This week's topic from my end is, how has WWE handled some of the recent debuts of some of the talent? You got guys like Rusev, you got people like Adam Rose, you got, you know, people like Paige. Basically, the talent that's debuted over the last 3 to 6 months. Do you think WWE has done a good job with them? Have they done a bad job with them? Have they handled some better than others? Just, I want to know what's on the people's minds regarding the new talent in WWE.
It's an interesting topic. Very interesting. I think Kev is calling. I think he's getting kidnapped right now. That's what it sounds like.
No. I'm alive. What? I don't. Why? What are you here?
I thought he fell into.
It sounds like somebody threw you in the trunk of a car.
Oh, no, that's my aggressively turning the steering wheel. I guess it's probably my steering wheel. I'm just, or bumps, one or the other. But no, I'm not in the trunk. I'm physically behind the wheel of a vehicle and not in the trunk. So no need to call Halle Berry or anybody, so I'm good.
Halle Berry, only the best for you, Liam Nielsen. I would call Liam Nielsen.
Oh, yeah, man, because he got skills.
Yeah, he does. He has skills. People are always messing with him and kidnapping his family. But he always seems to find them.
I mean, look, he's a Jedi. He's Zeus. He's got a whole bunch of skills. And, I mean the guy's he's perfect. He's a man. Yeah, definitely call him.
Okay, so if anybody wants to weigh in on this topic, King's topic, we'll call it the King's Corner. It's 855-862-7234. It is sponsored by NetCarrier. To get in touch with the show, we basically pay you. You don't have to pay for the phone call. 855-862-7234. Unless King's Corner, was that something with WWE? Because I don't want to use that then.
It was, I was going to say, the King's, I think they had the King's Court when the Macho Man was there.
Right, okay, so we could do King's Corner, we could do, you know, well, that was just something I came up with on the fly. Hopefully somebody can come up with something better. My creative juices are not flowing.
Well, maybe we can do something to change that. My title is, with VOC Nation, is Holding Court with the King. That's what I call my segments.
All right, and if you want to repeat that topic for those just tuning in, like Rob.
Oh, jeez.
Is somebody eating sandwiches?
I think Kev is getting kidnapped. He's being sold into sex trafficking, and this is a problem.
I don't think they're going to get much money for that, dude.
Yeah, well, unless I charge by the pound, then I'll be loaded.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you're gonna be loaded.
Things.
Yeah, literally and figuratively, you'll be loaded.
Oh no! basically, King wants everyone to weigh in on how WWE has handled the debut of certain superstars such as Adam Rose, Emma, who else am I thinking of? Rusev. And you could weigh in toll-free at 855-862-7234. Sponsored by NetCarrier is toll-free. We do have Harry on the line calling from across the pond. Harry, how are you?
Nanny, I come with bad news. I'm actually quite sick.
You caught the Ebola from me.
Exactly.
No.
I was going to say sick because I heard Brady Hicks' voice earlier on, but I am actually sick.
Oh man. So, what do you think of this topic? What do you think of how WWE has handled the debut of these superstars? Do you think that maybe they could have went a different way? Do you think that maybe they should have done something different? What do you think?
Well, before I actually answer that question, I just wanted to point out that Liam Neeson was also Ra's al Ghul in Batman Begins. But yeah,
that's right.
It's kind of like running water. When you leave water to run and you sort of go away and you think, I've still got the water running. That was a good idea when I was running it. If you get if you get where I'm going with that.
Yeah,
it could just be me getting my head sick as well as my throat and nose. It's kind of like, okay, so they've got this talent, you know, they're taking it somewhere, and then, you know, they think, oh, okay, I've kind of forgotten about that. I'm going to move on to the next one. Oh, wait, I've got that guy. He really was great. He really could have been something. And then they start pushing them again.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's almost
have...
like forgetting about them. And
you're right. You are right. I think that the Rusev thing is working out pretty well, but the Adam Rose, it's such a shame, too, because Adam Rose is an actually very good wrestler. Is that proper English? Am I okay? I'm not okay. He's actually a really good wrestler, and I don't know. They might have messed up a little bit with this one, with this little Austin Powers, Steven Tyler thing they got going on.
Austin Powers, you've just gone along the same lines I was thinking a little while back. Kind of like a South African Austin Powers.
Right. That's pretty much what it is. What else do you have going on across the pond? I know that you heckled Wrestling Nation earlier. I did listen. I don't usually listen, and I probably shouldn't be saying that, and I will probably get in trouble for that. However, I did listen because Eric was on. And if anybody knows anything about my history, Eric is the one that kind of brought me on to VOC Nation. So got to give him credit for me on here right now, for the most part, as far as VOC Nation goes. But, you know, I did listen, and I heard you heckling a little bit, but not as much as usual, because you do have that little feud going with Brady Hicks, but who doesn't? I think it's you and Mr. Boland.
You say heckle. I mean, you know, I'm just exposing the truth that is Brady Hicks. I mean, he doesn't do his job that he really should be doing, promoting shows that he's at. I mean, outside the VOC Nation, I'm pretty sure he doesn't promote the VOC Nation. He's just a poor promoter, a shabby human... shabby? That's not even a word. A shady human being, and, you know... Any time you need to blame someone, I say blame Hicks. But there was one other thing before I go, because I did just want to sort of, you know, check in, as I do, drop by and say hello to you guys just before I go to bed, because, you know, that's where I really should be in this condition. But I do seem to remember promising you, Nanny, and I'll set everyone else up with the review for the next WWE game, and just to say I haven't forgotten about that.
You are such a sweetheart. You are absolutely such a sweetheart.
But we won't tell, Brady doesn't know how to work a console. We'll find someone I don't like just to balance it out, and we won't tell them.
No, don't tell them. And sorry for my little silence. I was actually killing a bug that was on me. That was pretty good, though, because I wasn't screaming.
I'm thinking you were trying to write on the bug. The bug wasn't on you as much as you were on the bug.
So sorry, guys, but at least I wasn't screaming in your ear, and that wasn't me muted. So I think that I did kind of good with that. I got to do one of those Barry Horowitz pats on my own back type of things. But Harry, we always appreciate you calling into the show. And, I mean, maybe it's because you're so positive with us. That's why we love you. But the fact that you stay up late, and I should be scolding you, because you should be in bed sleeping right now. Because what time is it there?
I should.
It's late.
It's about 10 to 1.
Oh, wow. You can go to sleep. I'm sending you up
to
bed.
I can go to sleep.
And no further tweets, because then I'm going to know you're up.
All right, no further tweets.
I will check your favorites.
I'll
make sure that
favorites.
You're sleeping.
Is that code for something?
No, you never saw these. You never saw these memes where it's like, you know, you tell Bay that you're sleeping, and you know, you favorite a tweet by accident, and oh wow, you're in trouble because you told your girlfriend or your boyfriend that you were sleeping and you weren't. So, I mean, it's not like that.
I was going to say, that just sounds like you're a very dishonest person. That's what that sounds like.
No. Stop it. Okay.
Wait, who's dishonest? Nanny or me?
Probably me.
I'm going to go with Nanny this time.
Never trust anyone
this
under
time.
5 feet.
Oh. Never trust anyone any height.
Yes. So, Harry, go to sleep.
All right, I'll listen to you this time.
Feel better, and thank you for calling in and staying up late.
Thank you. And as I say, anytime, you know, it's always a pleasure staying up till this time just for that little bit of entertainment and making you guys laugh.
Well, thank you, Harry.
Anytime. And as I always say, blame Hicks.
Blame Hicks, that's a great hashtag. We're going to start using that more.
Oh, I already do.
Take care, Harry.
See ya.
855-862-7234. To get in touch with the show, we are sponsored by NetCarrier. It is on our dime, not yours. Be sure to weigh in on the topic of the day from The King. What do you feel about these WWE superstars' debuts? If they didn't really go the way that they should have, such as Adam Rose, or how they're handling things with Emma, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, that was something. And I, this bug is still on me, and it's still alive.
Eat it. So it's...
No.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're so tiny and small and feeble that you fought a bug and the bug is still going. So basically the bug is doing to you what Brock Lesnar did to John Cena, apparently.
Yeah.
The bug's going to F5 up.
Oh, come on.
I think she's at around suplex number 4 right now.
I'm actually doing like this Harlem Shake type of thing to try to get the bug off. I don't know if you hear me moving around.
No. Oh,
yeah.
Donnie, I forgot to tell you. I'm going to order you a new shirt. I'm going to have to order one for King as well because got to give credit where credit's due. So it's going to say Eat, Sleep, Macarena, Repeat.
Listen, we went to the show under the lights. There were lights. There were shiny things. I was distracted. I didn't see half of the matches. It's really not my fault. From now on, if the word lights or shiny things is in the name of the show, you have to put, like, those horse blinders on me.
The old people sunglasses?
Yes. Well, that's basically how I look when I go to see 3D movies.
Those old people sunglasses on you would look like a motorcycle helmet.
Now, yeah. Even better, we'll get her one of those visors that Donald Sterling's mistress was wearing, so people couldn't recognize her.
Oh,
either that, or we'll make her look like Daft Punk. One or the other.
Not even fair. Not even fair that you people are torturing me and I have this bug on me.
Come to think of it, she could wear one of those motorcycle helmets is like a full bodysuit, basically.
She could just wear the regular helmet that she wore on the school bus.
You know what? You people, you just... I think we have Rob on the line. Rob, I hope this is you. I didn't scream you, but Rob, save me.
You guys leave her alone.
Oh, here he is.
What's going on,
Rob?
Karen
Hand, table
it
on fire. Who wants to get hurt first?
Oh, God.
So, Rob, you want to weigh in on this little topic that King came up with, thankfully, because I am a terrible host, and this is what happens to me.
Oh, give yourself some credit. Come on, if you were that bad, you really think VOC would have kept you around this long already?
They keep me around because I take my pants off.
Whoa, she's a babe bracket champion. Come on.
Bingo.
Well, I really don't think you want to be telling people they keep you around because you take your pants off. Even though it's true, you shouldn't be telling people that because they're giving the wrong idea. There's a lot of ways to interpret that.
That's how I get fired.
I have to wrap myself in cellophane and run around in a garbage bag because I think that the trophy is coming in the mail and I got to take more photos with it, like as a thank you for people who voted for B-Bracket. So I'm either going to have to starve myself or cut off, like, maybe the left side of my body because I gained significant weight since those photos were taken. And, yeah.
So what, you look like a metallic Oscar? Is that what we're saying? What we're getting at?
Yes.
What's with the garbage bag? You look like a human condom. What is that all about?
No, you wear a garbage bag when you jog so that you lose weight.
So you know how you eliminate that? You don't jog.
Why don't you just do like everybody else does? You know, you, like the women on Instagram, you take the photo of only your face and your breast, and you angle the camera so that's all that's in the picture. And then even if you gain weight, that makes you even look better because it makes your breast bigger. So nobody will see the whole rest of you.
I agree.
Oh. No, I would never. I don't do that. At least the photos that I had were... I mean, you could even see the cellulite on them. Like, I left everything. I think I had, like a cut on my leg because even though I'm friends with so many wrestlers and you would think that with all the knowledge I have that I would have this whole hair removal down to a T, nope. So you could see the cuts on my legs from shaving.
Oh,
and
I thought you meant you were blading.
No, I wasn't blading. Who cuts their leg? Who does that?
Well, people that are bad at it.
Run, Nanny, run. Save yourself.
She's little. She can't even reach her leg.
All right, WWE debut. Oh, my God, I'm fine. The WWE debuts that were not handled correctly, and I hope everyone knows that I said debuts as a joke on myself. What do you think, Rob? I know you're going to probably ramble a little bit, but it's okay.
Well, I put three of those people that had their debuts recently up on Twitter with a picture of Kermit the Frog. I don't know if any of you saw that yet. I know King did.
I'm driving.
but I'd have to say the one debut that I like so far has been Rusev's. He's got a good thing going for himself in the future, hopefully. Lana as well. I know you liked that, Muppet. I'd have to say the Wyatt family was also a top debut. Same with the Shield at the time.
Okay. I agree
with
that.
The only ones that are packaged correctly.
I agree with those.
Yeah.
I agree.
Adam Rose, he looks like a cross between Ozzy Osbourne and,
it's horrible.
Steven Tyler?
No, the other guy that you guys just spoke of earlier. I can't believe I can't remember his name.
Austin Powers.
Yeah, Austin Powers, that's it. He looks like a cross between Austin Powers and Ozzy Osbourne. It's like if Psychedelic actually had a living presence, that would be it. You don't have
like
to be
LSD
on.
Like if LSD was a person, it would be Adam Rose. If LSD
thank you. Yes, exactly. If LSD was a person, that's who it would be.
If LSD materialized into a human being, that would be Adam Rose. Gotcha.
I think he's John Morrison's older brother.
I feel bad for John Morrison. Bo Dallas. Oh, my God, what a waste that was. What a waste that was. You couldn't be any phonier sounding.
No,
you know?
That's
the greatest winning streak in sports entertainment.
He's a troll character. It's funny.
Exactly. It's ridiculous.
No, it's
I'm there to watch wrestling. I am not there to watch a crappy soap opera that should have went off the air years ago. It's ridiculous. And Emma?
That's the thing.
Go ahead.
With so much going on in the wrestling world, whether it be WWE or independent circuit, every gimmick has been done already. Okay? And now this new gimmick that they're doing is the guys with the handlebar mustaches. You know, that's like the new thing that, you know, the manly man or, you know, whatever. And
yeah.
That's everywhere, too. And I believe it's in Oregon. They do tapings there. I know Stryker wrestles there. And they have that guy there, too, and they have it everywhere. And this is, like, the new thing that they have the guy with the handlebar mustaches. That's, like, the new gimmick that they're doing. But when you think about it, every single gimmick has been done already 10 times over, and Bo Dallas is kind of a little bit different than what has been used already. So that I got to argue with, you know, with you a little bit.
Okay.
There was Simon Dean. So, I mean, it's a little different spin on it, but it's been done a handful of times already, too.
Yes.
I mean, they got to find a more realistic, inspirational person when they're going to put someone like that on WWE. I mean, when he's on the mic, he sounds like he's forcing the words out. Like he wants to express saying himself, I can't believe I'm saying this shit. What is this? You know? It's crazy. But as far as Emma goes, first off, her music sounds like two aliens communicating in an argument. That is not theme music. I don't know what the hell that is. And her dance makes even ancient Egypt look bad.
I love her.
Good wrestler. I'll give her that. She is actually quite got some good talent in the ring, but...
Wait, I can explain why Kevin loves her. Kev loves her, and this is going to totally shatter your universe, Kev. You love her because I am one of your best friends, and she is like me, with the stupid dance that I've been doing for 10 years, and just the whole calamity and shenanigans, and she falls, and she can't dance, and she's basically, I don't look nothing like her, but she's basically me, and that's why you love her.
It's a good theory. I was gonna go with that she's hot, but that works.
Well, yeah. I mean that. You know, she's like I said. I look nothing like her, but she.
And she's a klepto. I love that.
Listen, I don't have an iPhone. I don't have an iPad case, so I'm in the clear.
You just steal guys' hearts.
No. Stop that. Stop that. I steal nothing. I steal nothing.
Oh Lord.
So that's why you love Emma, because it's me. But a little bit under-exaggerated, because I trip into and out of wrestling rings. So, there you go.
You would only take a BlackBerry case.
Yes, you would.
Yes, I would take a BlackBerry case. Please, I'm just so hassled about it. But with all this stuff going on with the iCloud and the Sky storage devices and everything, I was joking that, you know, if you're having privacy problems, I feel bad for you, son. I've got, you know, BlackBerry problems with iCloud 8.1. Yep.
Can that even connect to internet anymore?
Do I what?
Can a BlackBerry even connect to the internet anymore?
Stop that.
It's got dial-up.
Come on, people.
It could send, like, Morse code messages. And like you can do telegraph. You have to go. You don't have a keyboard. You just dot dot dash dot dot dash dash dot dot dash.
And she's got the best app, Snake. Remember Snake? That's the best app they got.
Listen, there's no keyboard. It's rotary, okay? Get it right. All right. So before we forget about Rob, any final thoughts on anything wrestling related whatsoever before we cut to a commercial break?
Yes. I got a couple things for you. Saturday, Montreal, Canada, for all Canadian fans. North Shore Pro Wrestling.
Let me guess.
Featuring Sassy Steffi, Chris Cruz, and former WWE stars The Hurricane Shane Helms. And Nashville, Tennessee this Saturday also, Southern Championship Wrestling, featuring Bullet Club member and VOC's own Amber O'Neill, former TNA star Crimson, and Indy's top star Congo Kong. If you're in the areas, go see it. It's going to be a great show.
Sounds good, Rob. Okay. Rob, enjoy your
week. All right, I'll try to catch you next week.
Sounds good.
All right, God bless. See you later, guys.
Oh, Canada.
All
need somebody from Canada to call this show.
Yes, so I could propose to them.
We'd be like, hey, Nani, eh? How you doing, eh?
What are you talking about?
I'm actually approaching my domicile. So I have to bid you guys a farewell. I'm going to give two thumbs up for Rusev, two thumbs up for Emma, for many reasons, apparently, and thumbs down for Adam Rose, thumbs down for Bodiculous, and thumbs up for S.H.I.E.L.D., and thumbs up for the Wyatt family, and not a middle finger, but a sideways finger for WWE Creative to recap 2014 so far.
Boom,
there you go.
And that's how you do it.
That's how I roll in my car.
Okay. Well, Kev, I'll talk to you before then, but we'll see you next week.
Yes, ma'am. Both have a great night. Talk to you guys later.
Take care, Coach Kev.
See you guys.
All right, before I forget, we do have to take a commercial break, but I do need to remind you guys, follow us on Twitter, at VOC Nation, at Muppets, at King David Lane, at Damage Athletics, who just left us. To get in touch with the show, it's 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by NetCarrier, so if you call into the show, it is on our dime, not yours. We are late for a commercial break, King, because I am just terrible at this. Be sure to call into the show, weigh in on our topics, make up one of your own. It's fine. 855-862-7234. On the other side of the break, we will talk some more wrestling and try to discuss this week's topic without talking about Raw because I refuse. So stay tuned.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9-8 Central, vocnation.com, thebradyhicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Garcia.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio. Funky for radio. Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book the voice of choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the voice of choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the NCloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-BOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
And we are back on VOC Nation's Pandemonium every Wednesday, 7:30 Eastern, exclusively on VOCNation.com and TheBradyHicks.com, broadcasting exclusively from the in-the-room studios, NetCarrier, NCloud, all that fun stuff. Call toll-free 855-862-7234 to get in touch with the show. King, we're alone.
Are we really?
We're really alone.
Oh, okay. I won't tell anybody.
So, yeah, it's a little bit a little confusing this week just because of everything. I actually wasn't home this weekend. I was away, sort of away. I don't know. If you count 2 hours away from my home away, just consider it that. And I'm still kind of recovering from the weekend. It's a little bit of a mess.
Were you partying with Wes Welker?
Oh, my God. You have... All right, so I'm going to... all right, I'll let you guys know. Remember last week how I thought I had Ebola? And I was sick. And I was on antibiotics. You know, I the next day after the show, I went to the doctor. I was on antibiotics for this sinus thing that I have going on. So I'm on antibiotics. I'm still on them. It's for 10 days I have to take this stuff. And the pills are freaking huge. They're like half the size of my pinky. They're huge. Just believe me. They're huge. So what happens is you know that I don't, like, drink or do drugs or anything crazy like that because I'm crazy enough as it is. King?
Yep.
Okay, I couldn't hear you.
No, I was letting you tell your story.
I'm telling. I'm in the middle of it. At the beginning of it. So basically, what happens is when people are in town, I kind of drag myself out to see them just because, you know, when people are touring or if I'm somewhere where someone lives, you know, you rarely see people, whatever the case is. And so I drag myself out on Sunday to go see Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy Guy. You know who he is, right?
He's with Anaconda Cobra, isn't he?
With who?
Oh no, that's Enrique Iglesias. Never mind.
I like Gabriel a little bit better than Enrique. Got to be honest with you. So what happens is that I'm on antibiotics and I don't usually drink. And I'm an idiot, and I go to Gabriel Iglesias' show because I've never actually been to a comedy show, and he set this whole thing up. He's really wonderful. And we, you know, me, my brother and I go to his show. And I'm sick, and I'm on antibiotics, and I just thought I'm going to drink after the show. So I'm still recovering from that right now. Still. Not the
what
same person as
drink?
I was. I don't know. I think I had, see, here's the thing. It's supposed to be beer before liquor makes you sicker, liquor before beer you're in the clear, and what do you think I drank first?
Absinthe?
No, I've had it, though. I've had that legit absinthe, the illegal kind. I had beer, and then I think I had Patron. But basically, where I'm going with the story is that I'm too old for this. I'm like Mortog from Lethal Weapon. Like, you see me and Scotty Riggs going back and forth with these Lethal Weapon lines on Twitter. I'm Mortog to a T. To a T. I'm too old. Can't do it.
Yeah, you're somebody who doesn't drink, yet you had absinthe. So I'm getting mixed messages.
Anymore. I don't drink anymore. Not recovering from anything, but I don't drink anymore because I don't like the way that I feel on it. So there you go. So it was actually a really, really good show, and I followed all the guys on Twitter. They were all very, 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 very nice. And if you haven't seen Gabriel Iglesias, I really suggest that you do. He's on tour with a bunch of these guys that I'm glad I got to see. I'm pulling up their tour dates right now. Rick Gutierrez, Alfred Robel, you know, just a bunch of these great guys. Martín Moreno, I don't know if you've seen his stand-up, but he always mentions this guy, Martín. He's on tour with them. Just a bunch of amazing guys, and they're touring. They basically toured for 10 years. So, you know, I do suggest and recommend that everybody go see them just because they're hilarious. Like, I know that they're touring in California. They're going to be in Ontario, L.A., Hawaii, Stamford, Connecticut, L.A., all sorts of places that are going to be awesome. New Zealand, Australia.
They sound like they know how to party. Will they say hi to the Bushwhackers when they're out that way?
Yeah. And they're pretty good. And incidentally, there is a picture of my butt on Fluffy's official website now, if you can find it. It's there.
Wait a minute. You don't have pictures in iCloud. Did you get hacked?
I did not get hacked, but somehow there is a picture backstage of me standing there with my BlackBerry. And if you could find it, yep. It's not a very flattering photo, but it might as well have been, you know, taken from me because I didn't even know if they were taking it.
So basically some creepy dude was taking pictures of you? Or was it a creepy girl?
Not even sure. I think it was the photographer went to go put the camera down and it snapped. I don't know. There's a picture of a security guard in the photo, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's the excuse guys always use.
That's the incentive to go to. I mean, you don't need an incentive to go to the site because he's funny. I'm not. But, yeah, it was a great show. And I've never been to a comedy show before other than if you know who Yucca the Clown is.
I do not.
Okay. Well, he doesn't count, but he was with Howard Stern. So I had seen him at some sort of dinner show in Staten Island, and it was a mess. But, yeah. So, I mean, if you do like to laugh, you should follow them on Twitter at Martín Comic, that's M-A-R-T-I-N, Comic, at Comic Rick, at Alfred Robles, and Mix and Play. He's a guy, too. I don't really have to tell people to follow Fluffy because he has, like, 600,000-something followers.
Yeah, I think that kid might make it in the business, you know?
Well, you know what? People are giving me grief because there's photos. I tweeted the photos. I let him put me in a headlock for the photos because he loves wrestling. And people are saying, you know, you always complain about your neck issues, but you let him put you in a headlock. And I'm just like, he knew I was on antibiotics too. He knows everything. But, you know, and he's a good guy, you know, honest. And some people might, you know, be a dick about things like that. But he was actually really, really cool. And I let him put me in a headlock. I actually told him, like, you can do it. Like, I don't care. Like, and he's very, you know, that's how you know I trust somebody. I let them put me in a headlock with my neck issues, and I was fine. But as for it was the alcohol that got to me. Not doing that again.
That's okay. You got another neck. That's why God gives us two, in case one breaks.
Yeah. And I was drunk tweeting. I haven't drank in a long time, but I was actually tweeting while I was drinking, and I looked back at it, and I'm like, you can't even tell. This is awesome.
Well, it depends.
I even spelled everything right.
I was going to say, did the spelling get worse or better?
No, it was the same. And, you know, I had mentioned it to one of my friends. I said, oh, my God, I was tweeting while I was drinking. And I guess BlackBerry fixed some things for me, but you can't even tell. If you go back to my tweets for 2 days ago, you can't tell.
I think I'm going to do some research now.
Yeah, do some research. It's absolutely 100% true. So before we get off, I just did want to mention that because when people are really, really cool to me, I always make sure I mention it. And he loves wrestling, by the way. He's done stuff with, like, Stone Cold, and I think he was on Roddy Piper's show, too. So really, really cool. Before I forget, though, 855-862-7234 to get in touch with the show. We are sponsored by Netcarrier. It is on our dime, not yours. Make sure you follow those people. I actually tweeted last night. I'll tweet again about that to let you guys know who to follow because I love laughing. And laughing is good, and it's healthy. So there you go.
You know, you don't need to take those antibiotics because laughter is the best medicine.
Touche. And I've been feeling a lot better otherwise. You know, my Ebola has cleared up.
Well, you know how it is. As soon as a couple white people get it, they're cured, so, you know.
So, King, you said you had a story for me that I'm going to be jealous of?
No, I thought I had a way to maybe make you jealous, you know, because you had your big story where you were hanging out with Fluffy and he's putting you in a headlock and putting you in a figure four, and he gave you, like, 17 German suplexes. Well, I know a certain comedian that I might decide to hang out with tonight, you know, right after we get off the air. I might go and hang out with Marty DeRosa. He's going to be in Chicago doing a show with Colt Cabana, so maybe I'll go hang out with Colt Cabana and Marty DeRosa, and that'll be two people that I get to hang out with and make you jealous, because, you know, you're not the only one that knows celebrities. I know famous people, too. You're just not going to be on here big time with me talking about how famous and big and important you are. I'm famous and big and important, too. I have The king has the best clientele as far as following people you hang out with. I know all the comedians and I know all the wrestlers. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go hang out with Marty DeRosa, see how you like it. I know you're jealous right now. You're just thinking about the cowboy hats and the crowns and hats we're going to be wearing. We have all sorts of different chaps. Some are leather. Some are made out of, you know, like gator skin too, possibly. So you never know what's going to happen. You know, when me and Marty get together, who knows what's going to happen. It's just going to be a wild good time. So you get to just go home and think about that while you're in your bed. You're going to, like, be eating pickles in bed in your footy pajamas. And I'm going to be hanging out with Marty DeRosa. You're so jealous, aren't you? You're just hoping, wishing, and praying that there could be you hanging out, but you don't get to come. We've already specifically said it's like the He-Man Women's Haters Club. You're not invited at all. You can't come hang out with us. We're just going to party down. It's in a bar, too. So what's great is in Chicago in the bar. The bar's name is Emporium. It's actually it's an arcade, too, so maybe I'll play some Qbert, too. It has all the old-school video games just lined up. So it's a bar. It's an arcade. Marty DeRosa. Colt Cabana. So you have wrestling. You have alcohol. You have comedy. You have video games. What else in life is there besides these things? And it's all going down to Chicago and Emporium. And this is not any sort of paid endorsement or anything like that. This is just a place I think I'm going to go hang out just to make you jealous later tonight. So what do you think about that? Jealous. Just sitting there stewing in your seat. Just your head's about to explode. You're just like wondering, why can't I be cool? Why can't I hang out with the cool people? Nope, you're stuck with, like, you know, Harry Barnett, and you can hang out with Mr. Fluffy Guy, but you don't get the level of high clearance celebrities that I get to hang out with. So I just want you to sit there and think about that. Just enjoy it. You can choke on that, slap nuts, as Mr. Jeff Jarrett once said. Yep, just gonna have a good time tonight. But I do want to switch subjects a little bit, other than things that will make Nanny jealous. And I want to talk about, you know, my take on the debuts of some of this different talent over the last year or so in WWE. For instance, I have to agree with the general consensus tonight that Rusev's debut has been handled very well. I think it worked out perfectly in a lot of different ways. It worked out good for him. His fuse, he's been putting over pretty well. He's coming off as a dominant monster, which is great. It even worked well for Jack Swagger, at least so far. It helped refocus his character. It put him in a position where he's relevant again, and he's able to sort of spin off and have some nice feuds now away from Rusev. Adam Rose, I have to say, is not being handled all that well. So that's not really working all that well. I think he debuted, he was popular, but he just hasn't managed to build a proper feud, or maybe they just haven't built a proper feud for him. So that's, I think, the problem with Adam Rose. They debuted him, but they didn't put him in a good feud with anybody. So that's the problem with him. Now, Emma, that was kind of a problem of her own making. You know, she debuted, but at the same point, she hasn't managed. She had her little legal trouble, which was handled quickly, and I think she was kind of told to sit in the corner for a little while for that. But now that they brought her back, they still aren't really doing anything with her. So I think maybe she's in the whole doghouse the way that, I guess, Zack Ryder appears to be. She's just going to be losing week after week now that she's back to a few people. The Shield, I'm not really going to include in the group because they've been like around like 2 years, so I don't really consider them new anymore. But I think Bo Dallas, I think they kind of dropped the ball with him. They didn't really give him a song Charlotte feud to start off with. They just had him, you know, winning a few matches here and there. They had him going on a streak, but they didn't put him in a feud. And when you're not in a feud, your character seems kind of aimless and directionless, and that created a problem for him. So now that they're actually trying to give him a feud with Jack Swagger, it's not quite working the way that it should work. And I think that's a problem for him. So I think WWE is, they're like, if they were like having a baseball, if they were a baseball player, the batting average would be pretty low. I mean, it would be pretty high for a baseball batting average. But as far as wrestling, you want to have more than maybe 1 in 3 or 1 in 4 of your debuts be successful. So I think that's creating a problem. Hopefully, if some of these newer people start coming up from NXT, they'll work out a little bit better. But that's going to be a problem in the next year or two if none of these characters that debut develop the following the way they should be. And like I said, I think part of it is, I don't think it's necessarily all the wrestlers' faults. I think a lot of it has to do with the creative and what they're doing or what they aren't doing with with some of the talent right now. Do you agree? Do you think it's the wrestler's fault, or do you think it's the creative direction's fault?
Creative, of course. The wrestlers just do what they're supposed to do and what's written for them. I mean, it takes one thing to have the charisma to do it, any gimmick, you know what I mean? However, I mean, creative, if they're not coming up with something good, you know, what are they supposed to run with?
Yeah, like I said, most of these newer guys, that's been a problem. If you're not putting a specific feud with somebody, it's kind of hard to show how you interact with other people, because that's a major thing. Some people are just really good. They can cut a promo off anything and it'll work. Sometimes people need something to play off of to really show what they can do, though, and that's been the problem. If you're not putting them in the feuds to see what they can do, it's not going to work sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, have people like Dolph Ziggler or something that no matter what he does, it's gold.
And then you run into that third problem where if the company doesn't want to support you, no matter what the fans seem to want, that creates a different sort of set of problems. But at least, I would say in his defense, at least he hasn't gotten jaded like some people might in his position where they stop performing or they stop putting out the effort. He still, you know, comes to the ring and has that energy, has that charisma, and I think the fans appreciate that.
That's true. Guess who we have on the line?
Is it Rob again?
Nope.
Is it Harry again?
Nope.
Man, I'm hoping it's not Red Boy. Is it Red Boy?
It's Rat Boy. Rat Boy, you're on live with the Ocean Nation Pandemonium.
I just want to know how the Doppelwind's doing over there. I heard that he was talking about Chicago. Yo, buddy, if you go to Chicago, you got to make sure you stop in Tara Marie's pizza place, because she does make pizza.
Should I go by her house and she'll make me a pizza?
She got a pizza place. She owns a pizza place in Chicago.
Oh, I'm aware of that. I thought you were telling me to stop by her house to go get a pizza, though.
No.
I thought it was like, if you just, I just thought you could just go by her house anytime of the day and she'll make you a pizza.
Make sure you wear the VOC Nation shirt and you get a free slice.
That's not true.
I don't know if that's true, Rat Boy. I don't think you should be telling people that.
Well, it is that she told me to show up. I'm going to show up there in Chicago, and I'm going with you.
You're not allowed in Chicago. Matter of fact, I think it's a violation of your parole to leave the state, so I don't think you'll be going anywhere on any road trips anytime soon.
Okay, let's start with the case. I got to tell you guys one thing, okay? I'm going to say this one time, all right? WWE Raw was too terrible to watch this week. Don't you think so?
Come on, Rat Boy. You're being a little bit hard on Raw this week. You mean to tell me that growing up Bella didn't wow you and excite you and make you motivated to watch the rest of the show?
No. Nothing did.
I would say the main
nothing
event was
didn't
pretty
happen.
Good. The main event was a good match. But this, I'd say overall, the Raw in general was kind of lackluster.
What is that? I was right about the about one thing though.
What's
about
that?
About the bunny man was start going to be throwing punches.
Now, that's something I will say though. That was something I was excited about, because there was things all over the internet that the bunny was gone. The bunny wasn't going to be anymore. The bunny had been fired. And I was so glad that the reports of the bunny's demise were greatly exaggerated, because the bunny is the heart of the Adam Rose gimmick. If you don't have the bunny, I don't need to see Adam Rose anymore at all anyway. I want to see the bunny out there every time. I don't care if they change the cheeseburger and the Viking and the hot dog and the banana out. They can switch them all out. But I want to see that bunny out there week after week after week, because that makes me happy.
I tell you what, I want to make a prediction right now. All right, it's going to be Adam Rude with the bunny versus that redheaded guy and the big chocolate flavor guy. Tag team action.
So Sheamus?
No.
It's going to be Adam Rose and the bunny versus Sheamus?
No. It's the one man band.
Oh, God.
Pete Rose?
and his tag team partner, the trucker flavor guy. That would be
the
a
trucker,
good match. They should put
the
it
trucker
on
guy?
They should put it on Raw.
Who's the trucker guy? I don't know who you're talking about.
The trucker guy. The one that used to be gay.
The one that used to be gay?
Yeah.
There was a guy that used to be gay?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
There's not really a used to be in that. Usually you either are or you aren't. You usually don't stop. Who are you talking about?
Remember the tag team they used to come out with? Forgot their names. Oh man, I forgot because they used to put shoulder to shoulder together and wave back and forth. You know.
Are you talking about Lenny and Lodi?
Damien Young or something like that.
Oh my God, Rat Boy. Darren Young is actually gay in real life, so there's no used to be gay. However,
the
trucker's
favorite guy. The trucker's favorite guy.
You talking about Tyson O'Neal?
His tag team partner.
Titus O'Neal.
Okay. Oh, you're talking about Gator and
Titus
Slater. I don't think he's chocolate flavored. I'm not going to go find out personally because I don't want to lick him. But I don't think he's chocolate flavored. Well,
pretty
he
sure
is
Trump's favorite.
I would assume he has a meaty taste to him, but I'm like I said, I'm just well, I'll take your word for it, Rat Boy. If you tasted him, I'll just assume that you know what you're talking about. So never mind.
So
I'm not gonna fight you on
this. Rat Boy used to be gay, and he tasted Titus O'Neil and can verify that he tastes like chocolate.
Yeah, because he used to taste like chocolate when he used to go out with that guy.
I don't think they were going out as much as you. Usually, tag team partners don't necessarily date each other. I would assume that at some point in wrestling history, it's probably happened that they did, but I'm going to assume, as a general rule, they do not.
Okay,
but maybe that's just me.
And I got to go because there's only one thing I got to say. One more thing. Let's rat leave. It's not bully,
that is
it's
like,
rat leave.
I think that's like 5 minutes of my life I'm never going to get back.
You're never coming back to the mothership no more. You're down there in the little ships now. That's floating around the big ship.
Rat Boy, I will have you know that this is not a little ship.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Besides, Rat Boy, don't be a size queen. It's not the size of your ship. It's how you use it. And that's probably the only time I'll ever tell anybody that.
Who's flying the big ship today? She is?
I'm sure if Nanny's, like, steering the big ship, her hands, like, make it look even bigger.
That's the dream,
I know, right? I know I'm going to get hit, slapped, body slammed by a female. That's more than me.
I would assume Rat Boy was one of those guys in the 80s who used to order those apartment wrestling videos. So that sounds like something he'd be into.
Oh, my God, stop. I'm picturing things. All right, Rat Boy.
Don't picture me with you.
Rat Boy, I'm sorry.
Don't picture me with you.
I am. You're dissing me on airtime, and I'm. No. He said it was a little ship, King.
Oh, see, the thing is, we got a spaceship, so, you know, the technologies for spaceships are different than the technology for boats. So our spaceship is still superior to the, you know, a seafaring vessel, because even though it's not as big, it can do more things, you know?
I think she's flying the wrong way.
What?
Because I'm changing heel. I'm talking bad about everything now. I'm changing heel.
I don't think you're changing heel because you're like heel all the time.
You're
always the bad guy on the show.
You see, here's my deal, and I did tweet about this the other night, and this is a perfect time and a perfect example for this. And no, I'm not bullying you, Rat Boy. But when people use wrestling jargon and they're not a wrestler, it just seems so awful. Like, when people say, like, King, you know, some of our listeners are say, you know, they say, like, Nanny's a heel. I'm not a wrestler, so therefore, this is my personality. It's real, and it's not exaggerated, under-exaggerated, over-exaggerated. So when people call me a heel, they're basically calling me a bitch. In real life.
Well, Rat Boy did actually, you know, get destroyed in the ring when he was in the ring. So I'll let him, you know, use the wrestling jargon because he earned his bet because he broke his collarbone in the ring. So I'll cut him a break. I knew you were probably going to jump on it for that, but I let it go for that very reason.
No, I'm using the opportunity to bring up a tweet. But yeah, basically. That's why it's like I can't, like, I just tweeted that the other night, and then to have, you know, you, Rat Boy, say that on the air, it's like I kind of had to say something about that, because otherwise it's all right.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming as soon as you said it. But like I said,
if I didn't say anything, you know?
Well, I still love you, though.
I know.
You know, I'm just
it's an unhealthy relationship.
I'm just trying to make your show a little funny because of me. That's all.
Thank you, Rat Boy. We're actually for commercial, so any final thoughts?
No, that's it. And I'll catch you guys next week.
Sounds good, Rat Boy.
And keep the Doppel one with you.
Keep the what?
Keep the Doppel one with you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sounds good. I have no clue what you just said, but nope. I just agreed to whatever you said.
Keep King David with you for a while.
I'll keep King David with me. King is always welcome on the show.
There you go, King. You got your home now.
I sent some cheese in
a box for you.
That's not cheese, and you know it.
What cheese?
Boy.
What are you talking about?
Let me
about?
Get out of here.
I think Rat Boy was drinking before the show today.
I think so.
Goodbye, guys.
Take care, Rat Boy. Oh, my God, this show is just, I am in no condition. Did you ever see Grandma's Boy? Did you ever see Grandma's Boy?
The movie, no.
Damn it. There's a line in Grandma's Boy, and it's a great movie. It's hilarious. I can actually mention it on the show. Kevin Nash is in it. But it's a very, very funny show, and a bunch of Adam Sandler's little group Rat Pack is in the show. And it's basically a movie about these guys who are video game testers. And it's pretty hilarious, the show. It's like a stoner movie. And you don't have to smoke to appreciate it because I don't do drugs and I appreciate it. Basically, at one point, they're all stoned and they're talking about driving to someone's house. And one of the guys turns to the other and says, I'm in no condition to drive to the devil's house. And basically, in short, that's what I feel like right now. I am in no condition to drive to the devil's house. Whenever I speak to Rat Boy.
I'm just blown away by the entirety of the last 10 minutes of this show.
Yeah, you have no idea.
The show has been driven into a ditch, and then the wheels fell off, and then the tow truck crashed into us, into the ditch, and then we got another tow truck, and that tow truck... The chain broke pulling the first tow truck and us out of the ditch. And then the avalanche fell on top of the vehicles, even though it's not even the winter.
I have no idea what happened. Like I said, I barely made it home today in time for the show. And between everything that's been going on this week, and to be honest with you, I shut off Raw this week and I never picked it back up. I didn't watch it.
You might want to watch, like I said, do you still got it?
I still got it, yes.
If you still got it, you might want to check out the main event. But other than that, you're not really missing much. The main event was pretty good.
I stopped it at one of the Bella Twins things.
Oh, yeah. You're not going to want to miss every one of those that happened during the show. Nothing. Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, and I caught a huge lie and error in that, too. They had a segment. The Bella Twins are like 31 years old. They were born, I believe, the year they were born was what, like 80-something, whatever. But anyway, they're born in 83, right? So they're born in 83, right? And they do one of the segments where they're talking about on their 16th birthday, Nikki got her license, but Bree didn't get hers. So Bree stole Nikki's license after their mom bought them a car for their birthday. Their mom bought them a used 2000 Honda Civic for their 16th birthday in 1999. What are the odds you bought a car from the next model year used for your birthday? That makes no sense. How did you get a 2000 Honda Civic used for your birthday in 1999? That makes no sense. Is it theoretically possible? Yes, but it would be inherently ridiculous. Because if your mom could afford to buy you an almost brand-new car, why wouldn't they just buy a brand-new car? She just bought a car that was like a couple months old? That was stupid.
Ooh. Look at you.
Yeah, it's inherently ridiculousness of that segment. That just made it that much worse.
Hmm.
So everybody should call them out and be mad about that.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it anymore. I also got home on Monday afternoon after all that bad stuff that I did on Sunday. So, you know, I didn't really have the patience to watch Raw, but then, like, I started seeing people's tweets, and I'm like, I don't really feel like watching this. I missed a lot, though, because I actually didn't know about all that Jennifer Lawrence stuff that was going on. I didn't know about the Cloud and all that fun stuff. It wasn't until today that I actually saw CM Punk's wedding photo with AJ Lee. So I actually bypassed all of that stuff this weekend, and then as soon as I come on today, you know, I had happened to see all that stuff and how Punk's lawyers kind of presented WWE with the 22-page lawsuit thing that's going on.
Well, technically, it's not a lawsuit yet. They just presented with the letter, so I don't think technically they're actually suing yet. I think that's like the suing would be the next step. So I think that, I think what they said was, give our man his money or we going to mess you up. I don't think WWE wants a lawsuit now anyway, though, because considering all the, like, money they've, like, saved, regardless, you know, everybody they've cut lately, it makes sense to just go ahead and pay the money if you owe them the money.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you know, look at it this way. If they're gonna sue, it's not gonna be good for anybody. So it makes sense to just go ahead and pay. Because if they owe the money, they're gonna end up having to pay it anyway. But on the other hand, they gotta consider whether or not they'll file a countersuit and there's this and there's that. Plus, they had already been considering previously suing CM Punk, and they decided not to do. So it just makes sense for everybody to get this settled for them to just go ahead and pay.
Well, here's the thing. Also, I mean, you walk out on a contract, they expect you to do this, this, and this, and you have to fulfill this and this and this, and please don't die. But, you know, and he didn't do that. He walked out. So while I do understand why CM Punk might be a little bit upset with the company and the way that they treated him, two wrongs don't make a right. And since he already agreed to 2K15 before his contract expired, you know, it was part of it. So I don't think that he has any right to argue about that stuff. He's the one that walked out.
I would think that's the case at first. But since they do owe him the money and they decided to not sue, they did what they did. I'm looking at it from that perspective. If they already decided that they weren't going to sue, they decided that we were just going to go ahead and that was going to be the end of it. They could have extended his contract due to his so-called breaching contract, but they didn't. So it just makes sense to just go ahead and pay the guy.
Right.
Like I said, that way just to save yourself the trouble anyway.
Yeah, I understand. It's I don't know. It's like a touchy situation. Actually, we're late. We're 15 minutes late for a commercial break, so we have to take one. Everybody, if you want to get in touch with the show, it's 855-862-7234. We are sponsored by NetCarrier. So if you call into the show, it's on our dime, not yours. Again, 855-862-7234. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, at VOC Nation, at Muppet, at King David Lane, and at Damage Athletics, who kind of flat left us a little bit this week. On the other side of the break, we'll talk more about all this fun stuff and get to your call. So stay tuned.
This is King Kong Bundy, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
The godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Have the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Hey, I'm the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. Are you tired of paying high telephone and internet bills for your business? It's time to call NetCarrier, baby! If you're ready to take your phone service into the cloud, NetCarrier is the place to go to get the best in telecommunication service. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further.
Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast in the business making towns. Hear all about how I make towns and so much more every Monday right before Raw, 6 p.m. Eastern, here on the VOC Nation. Adios.
The Voice of Choice here. Are you looking for a videographer for your event, maybe a wedding, party, company video? Well, listen, Metro Media Studios is focused on providing high-quality service and customer satisfaction, and they'll do everything they can to meet your needs. They got a variety of services to choose from. They'll make sure that you get the professionally produced video of your dreams. MetroMediaStudios.com. That's Metro with an A, MediaStudios.com. Check them out today.
It's not easy being in IT today. Data is growing exponentially, technology is changing at an accelerating pace, and the consequences of unplanned downtime are more serious than ever. StorageHype helps eliminate these risks by automating all the data protection and disaster recovery for your laptops, servers, and virtual systems through a single provider. StorageHype can help you free up more time, recover faster, and improve the reliability of your backup process. Visit StorageHype.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
This is TNA Knockout, Madison Rain, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
And we are back on VOC Nation's Pandemonium, broadcasting live from the In the Room studios on VOCNation.com and on TheRadyHicks.com. I am still your host, still Manny. And I am with King David Lane this week. King.
Yes.
King.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. I gotta be a little bit honest. Sometimes I get in these, I don't want to say moods. I don't want to say moods. But sometimes it's kind of difficult to keep up with the show every week, and I think that this is an episode that kind of reflects that. Not exactly 100%. Sometimes I lose my patience with things.
Yeah, that's a problem that women sometimes have. Men too. They just lose their patience. That's when the passion goes out of relationship. I think what you need to do is you need to go to WWE and have a nice romantic weekend together. Just you, Raw, maybe a nice bottle of wine, a heart-shaped hot tub, and rediscover the love that you once had. Because I think that would make it much easier for you to get out of this funk, you know?
Wait, who do you want me to go away with?
With Raw.
No, I'm good.
Come on, I don't. Next thing you know, you'll be hanging out with Ring of Honor, and I mean, they seem like fun at first, but they don't have the money. They can't provide the safe home that WWE can for you. Do you really want to take that risk and slum it down there?
Aww.
Haven't you grown to accustomed to a certain lifestyle?
A certain lifestyle?
Yeah. Like I said, Ring of Honor's fun, but, you know, they won't be able to provide the same amenities and facilities that WWE provides. You have to move out of that big house and move into a small apartment. Matter of fact, it'll probably be a studio. Do you really want to stay in a studio?
Not really. I mean, sometimes I do. Sometimes I want to lock myself in here, and then sometimes I want to lock myself out of it.
Is that when Rat Boy's there?
Yes.
That's when you want to lock yourself in or lock yourself out?
It depends on which side of the door he is.
Red boy's small. That's why he's red boy. You know how a mouse can, like, squeeze through, like, little cracks and stuff? So it doesn't really matter where you lock yourself in. He'll be there with you in a short bit.
Yeah, I just, sometimes it does happen, and I think that it was kind of, you know, I do apologize to everyone. I know it's kind of silly and it sounds stupid, but it's just some of the things that have happened while I was on the air tonight. It's just, ugh.
Well, look at the bright side. I think you made a new friend.
The bug that I'm trying to shake off?
Well, actually, that's, I guess that's two new friends then.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, as for Night of Champions and everything, I'm not really looking forward to it except for the snacks.
Are you, you mean the snacks being provided at your home? Or you
yes.
mean like,
Yes, that
oh,
I get
okay.
to eat snacks because I'm trying to do that whole clean lifestyle thing a little bit better. So, as you cough, that's hilarious. So, I mean, I look forward to the wrestling events because I get to pig out a little bit.
Yeah, I think the problem with me coughing is I decided to do something healthy today. I had almond milk with hemp protein powder in it. So I can tell this obviously not working, so maybe I should just go back to eating garbage all the time.
Actually, I'm gonna share a little piece of me on the air right now. It's a little bit personal, and it's a little bit silly, but I'm actually, I don't know if I should actually share it. I have to think about this for a minute.
Does this involve, like, something that was leaked to iCloud about you?
You know, I'm gonna save it for next week. Because we only have 6 minutes in the course if we go over. So I'll definitely save it for next week. And you're with me next week, so we're good.
I was going to say there's 6 minutes is the difference between you being murdered and not?
No. Maybe. Perhaps.
In that case, I guess it would be a good idea not to share it again this week. There's something you say. It's been teased. So next week, people will be waiting with bated breath.
Yeah,
they'll
I mean,
be there
I'm
with bells
to...
on.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of different things to do for the show because, you know, I try to stay away from the reactions and stuff, and it's kind of cool that people do listen from, you know, all over the world. They listen to VOC Nation. You know, we are worldwide. But it's like I'm kind of almost – I don't want to say I'm running out of ideas, but it's just like I just – like I'm trying to think of other things to even – like it's called Pandemonium. We have a huge window here. And we have a huge window here that we could talk about anything we damn well choose. So sometimes I do come up with things to talk about that are sort of wrestling related but aren't.
Have you talked about Andy Kaufman? Because he's a favorite topic of mine to discuss.
We could discuss him next week.
Sounds like a plan.
I would love to do that. You know, and that's like one of the ways because even when I brought up Gabriel before, he was in Magic Michael Kevin Nash.
Okay, now, like I said, Magic Mike is not the type of movie I normally would watch.
No, but it's
but
like a good
but
segue.
But the fact that you put Fluffy in it now, that makes me a little bit less likely to watch it.
Oh, no. No, he's a
I mean,
DJ in it.
Okay, I was going to say, because he's a funny guy, don't get me wrong. He's a very talented guy. He's funny. But I wouldn't want to see him in cutoff shorts and assless chaps and, you know, a vest, you know, with a lasso throwing it around somebody. That just doesn't work for me.
Well, I know that Kevin Nash is tweeting a lot of photos of his food because he's on the diet because of Magic Mike 2. And it's just like I'm looking at it and I'm thinking to myself, man, like, I don't think he even ate that way when he was actually wrestling full time, you know what I mean? And I'm just looking at his dish and I'm like, oh man, that kind of sucks.
Yeah, odds are if somebody's on a diet, it's going to be terrible. Because even if the food's good, it's going to be like small portions, you know. Theoretically, I've been on a diet for like the last like 5 years. I've been trying to lose 30 pounds for like 5 years. I actually saw it on my time up. I've been trying to lose 30 pounds for 5 years. I get 20 down, so I've averaged 4 pounds of weight loss for like the last 5 years. Of course, my diet is whatever I want. So.
Yeah, but you're not heavy set. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I got like more of a muscular build because I actually do work out and stuff. So it's not like I actually originally started gaining weight because I wanted to go to wrestling school. And then once I decided I wasn't going to be a wrestler, I just kind of maintained the weight. And I still pretty much worked out regularly. But I got to the point where I was like, as I get older, I don't want to carry this much weight because even though technically it's muscle and it's not mostly fat, still carrying extra weight still not good for you. If you look at the healthy height and weight charts, I mean, it's better to be muscular and, you know, 230 pounds than it is to be, you know, fat 230 pounds.
Right.
But really, you're better off being somewhere in the, you know, somewhere in the 170s to 190s. So I've been trying to get to 185 for like I said, 5 years. So now I'm like right around 195. So, you know, you go down a bit, then you plateau, then maybe you go up a little bit, you slack off a little bit, then you go down a bit, you plateau, you slack off a little bit. So I've kind of been on that trajectory. But like I said, I think now I finally found the plan that's going to work for me, and I'm probably going to get where I need to be. Because for me, for the most part, once I actually get to that weight, it'll be fairly easy for me to maintain it just because I know I've got to calculate exactly how many calories I can eat to maintain, how many calories I need to do to lose, and how many calories I need to do if I decide to slack off. So I pretty much get that down.
Yeah, I just kind of do chicken and oatmeal and all that kind of fun stuff. We're just about out of time, so I do have to throw in a couple of plugs before we do go off the air and get kicked off. But King will be with me and Kevin next week. Follow him at King David Lane. Follow me at my pits. Follow VOC Nation at VOC Nation. Follow Kevin at Damage Athletics. Be sure to see Gabriel Iglesias on tour. You're not going to regret it. If I could sit still for that long, so could you. And my lungs still kind of hurt. So follow them on Twitter too. Fluffy at Fluffy Guy, at Martine Comic, at Comic Rick, at Alfred Robles, and at Mix and Play. Great bunch of guys. I could verify. You know, I could kind of validate that. Be sure to tune in to VOC Wrestling Nation every Wednesday on 5:30 Eastern. I know Namar Wells is returning next week, so that means I get King, which is great. Right, King? Awesome.
Yes, that is great.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm so happy. And we'll talk about Andy Kaufman next week. We'll see if Kev wants to discuss anything in particular. Might go off the rails and kind of try to do a non-wrestling chat, perhaps. And I have to see if I actually want to admit whatever this personal thing is on the air next week.
And don't forget, we'll be talking about the Rat Boy sex tape.
Oh, no. He could stay in that cloud. Make sure that cloud just never rains. Just keep it there. Thunder
That's
and
the
lightning.
Definition of a storm cloud.
Oh, that would be nightmares, man. Nightmares. Yeah, absolutely not. I'm not. I don't want to end the show on that note, but I kind of have to. So follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation, at Muppets, at King David Lane, at Damage Athletics. We'll see you next week. Have a great week, and don't get Ebola like I did. Right, King?
That's right.
See you next week, guys.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, guys. Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, thebradyhicks.com, and for the first time ever, vocnation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9/8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartee.
We are the Forces of Radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio.
Funky for Radio.
Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Truth at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop them a line, give them a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.